Anna iku bocah enom.
Anna is a young girl.
Dino iki dheweke entuk sepatu anyar.
Today, she gets new shoes.
Sepatu kasebut abang lan padang.
The shoes are red and shiny.
Anna banget seneng.
Anna is very happy.
Dheweke mlaku menyang kanca-kancane.
She runs to her friends.
Deleng sepatu anyar aku.
Look at my new shoes.
Kanca-kanca ngandik, wow.
Her friends say, wow.
Dheweke tresno sepatu.
They love the shoes.
Anna ngrasakna istime dino iki.
Anna feels special today.
Dheweke menari ing taman.
She dances in the park.
Anna seneng sepatu anyar.
Anna loves her new shoes.
Sepatu dheweke iku sepatu paling apik.
Her shoes are the best shoes.
Dheweke ngandani ibune babagan sepatu.
She tells her mom about the shoes.
Anna nuduhake sepatu kanthi bangga.
Anna shows the shoes proudly.
Saben wong tresno sepatu anyar Anna.
Everyone loves Anna's new shoes.
Anna banget seneng karo sepatu-sepatune.
Anna is very happy with her shoes.
Krisis Ukraina diwiwiti ing 2014.
The Ukrainian crisis started in 2014.
Aku wong sing kena pengaruh perang.
Many people were affected by the war.
Kulawarga wisuda omah-omah nalika pertempuran.
Families lost their homes during the fighting.
Aku wong kudu lunga saka negara.
Many people had to leave their country.
Sawijining nota ing negara liyane.
Some found shelter in other countries.
Kahanan kasebut angel kanggo ak.
The situation was difficult for many.
Bantuan internasional iku banget penting.
International help was very important.
Wong-wong nampa pangan, klambi, lan obat.
People received food, clothes, and medicine.
Dunia nyemak warta-warta kanthi cedhak.
The world watched the news closely.
Ukraina isih-isih berjuang kanggo kamardikan.
Ukraine is still fighting for freedom.
Masa depan Ukraina ora jelas.
The future of Ukraine is uncertain.
Nanging, wong-wong terus ngarep.
But the people continue to hope.
Keluarga Gonzales pindah menyang negara anyar tahun kepungkur.
The Gonzales family moved to a new country last year.
Dheweke ninggalake omahe amarga kahanan angel.
They left their home because of the difficult situation.
Dheweke lelungan suwene akdino kanggo nggayuh tujuan.
They traveled for many days to reach their destination.
Ing negara anyar, kabeh beda.
In the new country, everything was different.
Dheweke nemu angel kanggo komunikasi ing pisan.
They found it hard to communicate at first.
Anak-anak podo miwiti sekolah sebulanan mengko.
Their children started school a month later.
Ing sekolah, dheweke gawe kanca anyar kanthi cepet.
At school, they made new friends quickly.
Sakwise, dheweke ngrasakake luwih kaya omah.
Soon, they felt more at home.
Keluarga sinau babagan budaya anyar.
The family learned about their new culture.
Dheweke ngrayakake festival lan tradisi bareng.
They celebrated festivals and traditions together.
Sakwise wektu, dheweke krasa sejatine ing omah.
After some time, they felt truly at home.
Saiki, dheweke bisa nuduhake critane karo wong liya.
Now, they can share their story with others.
Debat politik diwiwiti kanthi diskusi panas babagan owah-owahan iklim.
The political debate started with a heated discussion about climate change.
Calon-calon ngambar kawa jituh lan ngendikakak pandangan ngenani ketidakadilan sosial.
Candidates took turns to express their views on social inequality.
Dheweke rembugan babagan pentinge pendidikan ing nambahake kesetaraan.
They discussed the importance of education in fostering equality.
Siji kandidat nekanake kebutuhan kanggo pangowahan sistemik.
One candidate emphasized the need for systemic change.
Para penonton reaksi kanthi pasion marang argumen sing ditawakake.
The audience reacted passionately to the arguments presented.
Sawijining topik yaiku kontes, nganti nyebabake perselisihan.
Some topics were contentious, leading to disagreements.
Sanjata amarga ketegangan, para kandidat tetep ngajeni rasa hormat kanggo saben liyane.
Despite the tension, the candidates maintained respect for one another.
Debat wis selesai karo panggilan kanggo tumindak kanggo owah-owahan.
The debate concluded with a call to action for change.
Kabeh ninggalake papan sing ngrasakake terinspirasi lan penuh harapan.
Everyone left the venue feeling inspired and hopeful.
Ing landscape bisnis modern, owah cepet iku tantangan sing tansah ono.
In the modern business landscape, rapid change is an ever-present challenge.
CEO kudu njogo pendekatan gesit kanggo ngatasi halangan.
CEOs must maintain an agile approach to overcome obstacles.
Adaptabilitas wis dadi pondasi saka kepemimpinan sing sukses.
Adaptability has become a cornerstone of successful leadership.
Ing wektu ora mesti, komunikasi efektif dadi penting.
In times of uncertainty, effective communication becomes imperative.
Transparansi ing keputusan gawe kepercayaan antarane pemangku kepentingan.
Transparency in decision-making fosters trust among stakeholders.
CEO asring-asring nemu.
CEOs often find themselves balancing various interests.
Manajemen krisis butuhake loro pandangan lan ketegasan.
Crisis management requires both foresight and decisiveness.
Salajengipun, dheweke kudu ngembangake budaya tanggung jawab.
Moreover, they must cultivate a culture of accountability.
Gaya kepemimpinan bisa beda, nanging nilai inti tetep-tetep.
Leadership styles may vary, but the core values remain constant.
Pungkasan, pimpinan kudu nginspirasi tim-tim kanggo ngluwihi apa sing katon.
Ultimately, leaders must inspire their teams to go beyond what seems possible.
Ketahanan ing antarane kekacauan bisa nyetak kesempatan sing durung tau ono.
Their resilience amid chaos can forge unprecedented opportunities.
Soko, peran CEO ngluwihi adoh-adoh malih soko manajemen biasa.
In conclusion, the role of a CEO extends far beyond mere management.
Ing jaman sing diterang dening kemajuan teknologi sing cepet, intelijen buatan ngadeg ing ngarep inovasi.
In an era defined by rapid technological advancements, artificial intelligence stands at the forefront of innovation.
Nanging, karo kekuatan gedhe teko tanggung jawab gedhe, asring nimbulake dilema etik sing jero.
Yet, with great power comes great responsibility, often raising profound ethical dilemmas.
Nalika mesin sinau kanggo niru tumindak manungsa, garis antarane manungsa lan mesin bledos.
As machines learn to mimic human behavior, the line between man and machine blurs.
Pangembangan iki ngasilake pitakon babagan idin lan otonomi, nentang kerangka etika tradisional kita.
This advancement raises questions about consent and autonomy, challenging our traditional ethical frameworks.
Salajengipun, potensi AI kang ningkatake produktivitas nampilaken paradoks, nalika efisiensi mundhak. Mongko uga risiko pengangguran.
Moreover, the potential for AI to enhance productivity presents a paradox. As efficiency increases, so too does the risk of job displacement.
Dichotomi saka kemajuan lan risiko potensi ngasilake pertimbangan sing teliti lan pamarentahan sing kuat.
The dichotomy of progress and potential risks demands careful consideration and robust governance.
Ing kesimpulan, nalika kita navigasi kompleksitas integrasi AI, pendekatan seimbang iku penting.
In conclusion, as we navigate the complexities of AI integration, a balanced approach is imperative.